Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Found that the Department of Defense could save $125 billion over 5 years just by trimming excess bureaucracy. And I get so sick and tired of hearing this garbage here. I don't even want to repeat it. I only say it because I have an hour to kill. And new studies by the Pentagon's Inspector General. There is such a person? Boy, how'd you like to have that job? No matter what you report, no matter what you find, your position is safe. And everyone else's position that you just inspector generalized, their positions are safe. And a new study by the Pentagon's Inspector General indicates that the department has ignored hundreds of recommendations that could have saved it more than $33.6 billion. Folks, let's just meditate, shall we, for just a moment on the point $6 billion. I'm going to show you just how whacked out of scale this is. Could have saved $33.6 billion, number two. The point six is $600 million. Dollars. Did you get that? The point six, I mean, it just rolls off the tongue. Ah, they could have saved 33.6, 33.7, 220, 221, whatever gets it done. 33.6 billion. The point six, this is how completely out of touch with reality all this is. And you are, and I am. The 0.6 equals, approximately, $600 million. But it's an afterthought. I mean, we're kind of concerned about the 33, but hey, put another way, that is 33,600 millions of dollars. Take a million, if you could find it, multiply it times 33,600, and that's what the savings could be. Now you know why Crane City is Crane City, what I call Mordor and the Potomac River. Because when you get to that point right near the Pentagon and you're on I-395, coming from the south, coming from 95, heading north, as soon as you come over that hill and you see the plateau that is the swamp that Trump's not going to drain, and you stop counting at 20 high-rise construction cranes, and you have to wonder, hey, what, man, did they strike iron ore there? Is there a diamond mines here? What in the world? What an awesome industrial city this must be. What are they building all these buildings for?
To consume more of your money. That's what they're building them for.
For the 0.6 billion, 600 million, that's going to go to Boeing or General Dynamics or whatever. This is not national defense, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, for heaven's sake, this is a crime ring. You know, people in Italy are sitting there going, hey, Frankie, I think that we don't have to worry about, you know,
people knocking us for our mafia-like activities anymore. You know what I'm saying? Used to be back in the 70s when $1 million was $1 million, you'd worry about things like the mafia and the mafiosos. When's the last time a good mafia movie came out? Nobody cares anymore because the government is the mafia.